Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good evening, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City. Welcome to 2021. We've hit the reset button, and motorsports is looking forward to a better year in 2021. This is John Massengill sitting in the studio in Austin, and the intercooler pump is working as usual. Casey's got it about 60 degrees in here, and Les and Jonathan are both joining me via Zoom. What's up, boys? How are you?
Happy New Year.
Well,
ready.
Yep.
Get this started.
Let's get this party started, man. It's 2021. We got plenty to talk about. Let me run down what we're going to talk about on the show tonight, because you would think this early in the year that we might have a little trouble finding things to talk about, but that's not true, because we're going to talk all about, number one, we're going to talk about the business of motorsport. There's lots of good stories about that. A lot of them here, local. In fact, Circuit of the Americas, there's lots of good stories to talk about. And we're going to talk about some other local things that are going on here in Austin. But we're also going to talk about some Formula One stories. We're going to talk about the Haas F1, how they handled the Mazepin situation. And Jonathan is going to get us all up to speed about Lewis Hamilton's knighthood, what that means and how that came to be. We're going to talk a little bit more about Lewis Hamilton and all the
not
things.
Sure I'm dressed for that occasion.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Do we have to address him in a different way, Jonathan? I'm certainly true.
Yes, you do.
We get a Flaherty feather in our hat too, don't we?
It's Sir Lewis.
Yes.
Not Sir Lewis Hamilton. You only pronounce, when you say the sir, you only pronounce the first name.
Oh, wow. Okay. There you go. More education from our Brit. So, yeah, we're going to talk all about those things. Lots more stories. We're going to have some fun tonight and get everybody up to speed. But I think I want to go ahead and start with some of the business of motorsport stories. And, Jonathan, we were just talking about this one. It's at the top of your list, and that is Amazon and Formula One are in talks about streaming Formula One races. This is a really interesting story.
Yeah, I think it's a really good story, and not a real surprise, I suppose.
Sure.
The success of Drive to Survive and what I would call docu-series that Amazon and Netflix and so on, Prime Video, have all got famous for, they're all venturing in some way towards sports. Amazon more so perhaps than others. For example, they have a live NFL game on a Thursday night. And so they're just dipping their toe in, and I think they'll do the same with Formula One. I think it'll be like the US Grand Prix, for example, could end up on Amazon as well. And the idea is, as you know, currently Formula One is shown on ESPN on cable, but most of the younger audience don't really buy into cable these days. And so, you know, having an Amazon account is different. Because they buy their stuff on Amazon and then they buy Amazon Prime and they watch their videos on that. And so we'll get into a situation where I think, and that if you go to Amazon now, you can see documentaries on Fernando Alonso. There's a show called Inside Line. We know about The Drive to Survive. It's been very popular. And
on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, on Netflix. And I think what you'll find is you'll see more behind-the-scenes style, NFL film style shows which give you the story behind the story, if that's the right way of putting it. So you can watch ESPN and get the live coverage, or watch each and every other practice session. But if you want to know what's going on with Mercedes at the factory, for example, or, you know, if you want to see a launch party or something like that, or a special test where a motorcycle takes on a Formula One car, or someone like Valentino Rossi gets a chance to drive a Ferrari. These are the sort of places, and it's going to be, you know, piped towards a younger audience. And that's just got to be great, both for the American and worldwide audience.
You know, it's,
well, I think that's fantastic, because to me, that's what's missing in really getting the hooks into the American audience. I realize, you know, everybody, you know, there's probably people all around the world that get to look at this, but I think that's a big part of it, is we're so inundated with NFL, as you said, that we get to know these players on and off the field, and other parts of their life, just, and more about the business. And, you know, we you can't go an hour without seeing an NFL-based show on some of the sports channels. So I think this is fantastic for the sport.
Yeah, I mean, think Hard Knocks and All or Nothing, these sorts of shows where they follow a team or a person behind the scenes for a period of time. And, you know, it's great entertainment. And as you say, Les, it gets you to know the person, and then therefore creates both goodness for their brand, but also a chance for you to pick which guy you like. So if it's a documentary on Charles Leclerc, then you know, you can get into that. And then when you show up for the race, you're behind your guy.
You know, exactly. And what you said, Les, about just expanding where people can see the sport, I think the best thing that's happened along those lines of actually watching the live sport is ESPN, because it is such a, you know, if you walk in, if you were to be at a at either a restaurant or a bar, and it happened to be a time when Formula One was on, or even the replays that they do, it's, you'd have a chance of seeing Formula One on television. Where if, when it was on NBC Sports, not as much so, because, you know, you walk into any restaurant or bar that's, it's got a television, your chances of it being ESPN are pretty good. So that, but the fact that we're now, they're talking about Amazon, you know, I got lucky, and Google Fiber came to my neighborhood, and I snatched it on the first day I could. And I took the opportunity to cut the cord. I said adios to my cable company, and I went to a streaming cable television service. I went to YouTube TV. And so, there's just, everybody's getting so used to it. And so now I've got an interface on my television that's got, you know, Amazon and Roku and all those different things. And this is just another place to find it. And I think they've got to be moving in this type of direction.
So if I've got a question, if I got a Google question, can I just call you instead now?
You do that already. What are you talking about?
How does this change
things?
So, John, I got to ask, what have you missed in motorsports? Or what are you having to do something different for? I'm trying to move my way away from the cable.
Well,
and, you know, yes, I've got the F1 app for everything else. I've got, you know, a few of those, MotoGP app. I've got some of those. What are you missing without having to go get those individual group apps?
Not much so far. It's going to be, you know, MotoGP, I went ahead and got the... And I'm having trouble remembering exactly what was included in YouTube TV and what were the apps that I downloaded onto my television. But I know that, for example, Formula One obviously is on there because ESPN is part of it. And it's got like 90 channels for like $65 a month or something like that. So, but I don't think, I know you can get Formula One. Of course, I know you can get IndyCar and NASCAR. MotoGP, I'm not sure about yet. I don't know about that. Where is MotoGP going to air now?
It's on NBC.
It's on NBC. That's right. I've forgotten
NBC
that.
NBC Sports.
Yeah, it was on BN and went to NBC. That's right. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is, I would answer it differently, Les. I actually think you've got more chance of getting more niche stuff. And to a certain extent, once you drill into Formula One, it becomes more and more niche. So, for example, I watch Sky Sports News through an app on my Fire TV from Amazon. And therefore, I get stories about Lewis Hamilton that are only for the British audience. And so, you know, if there is a story or a rumor of a story, you know, sometimes you can get ahead of some of the websites and so on, because you know, they're set up that way. And then likewise, if you drill down, there's a lot more on offer from some of these, like Red Bull TV, for example. You know, things that you wouldn't see on a Formula One website could be on Red Bull TV. Now, that's lots of sports, but Formula One is obviously a big part of Red Bull as well.
Well, I've been getting this conversation more and more over the past year, and I think this is really going to drive that even further. And, you know, it's a legit conversation. And I think more and more, you know, especially during the pandemic, I myself have been using other approaches than the cable TV. For one, it was a personal choice that I'm trying to cut that cable and getting there. But being able to find the motorsports I want to see and to see them in a timely manner, that was one thing that I've seen, is that they may not post up some of the races and some of the other groups for a day or so.
I don't think it's an issue.
Look at it is what's called the over the top OTT offering. And what that means is it's basically what a sport offers above and beyond the regular coverage. And so, for example, in Formula One, and I was involved when they first experimented this about 10 years ago now, but they offered subscribers to Sky TV in the UK, not only the race coverage, but your chance to go on board with your driver for as long as you wanted. And so I was a good friend of Alex Jung, who was driving for Minardi at the time. And so I would spend a lot of the race on board with him, just watching his race. So let's say you're a Fernando fan, and even if he's not winning for Renault, you could stay with him the whole time. And I think that's where we're going, and that's where the younger audience is going. So you may have your TV playing, and then on your iPad, you're watching the over-the-top offering from Amazon or whoever they decide to do business with. But that's why it's exciting, because it's basically doubling the amount of coverage you can watch.
Yeah, and I think we're there now, unless it's not an issue anymore. You it would have been maybe even as far back as 2 years ago, but it's not. You can get all the motorsport you want now. You know, the first thing I did was go tell it to go record Formula One and IndyCar and NASCAR and all that, and it's all there. I mean, MotoGP was the only one I wasn't sure about. I'd forgotten, but I did add that channel. Because I know we always get the subscription where we, like Jonathan's talking about the OTT. So, all right, guys.
Do your kids mind that you're, you know, that you're getting into their space and, like, you know, you have YouTube TV?
Well, the problem is that
a bit worried about you?
They know that dad's always been the bleeding edge of technology, which they really, they really hate that, because they can't, you know, they can't sneak around technology wise. I'm always a step ahead of them. So
that's terrible.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. And also, we're going to talk about giving away some tickets to COTA to the very first NASCAR race.
Yeah.
So write this phone number down, 512-643-5483. And we're going to talk about giving away some tickets. You're listening to Speed City Live in Austin, back after a quick break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Motivation USA, catering to the sport bike enthusiast looking for truly unique parts and accessories. Stand out from the crowd. Motivation is the exclusive North American distributor for SC Project Moto GP inspired exhausts and the largest Rizoma retailer in the United States. Get the best parts from around the world at the best prices with fast shipping and a knowledgeable staff ready to help. Shop online 24/7 at MotivationUSA.com. That's MotivationUSA.com.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of four. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
Talk 1370. The right choice.
Hi, this is Mario Andretti, and this is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Thanks, Mario, for bringing us back. And Mario, we best sympathies to you because I know your brother, his twin brother, passed away this week.
And that was,
Aldo, that was a
condolences.
Condolences to the Andretti family. Really saddened to hear that story. Jonathan, what were you going to say?
Exactly that. I wasn't sure whether you knew. I read that today myself and was very saddened by it.
Yeah. Well, I gave out the phone number a while ago because we're going to give away some NASCAR tickets, but we have some guys here in Austin that run a really cool shop that called in. I told them to call in because I thought what they're doing is really cool, and it's not an ad or anything like that. I just said, man, this is cool stuff for Austin. So we got some guys from Petro Lounge on the line and want to bring them on now. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, thank you for having us. This is Randy. And this is Jack. Hi.
Hey, Randy and Jack.
Happy New Year, guys.
Well, you got some big news, huh? You got some big news, some things happening over there, huh?
Yeah, we just closed on 36,000 square feet of warehouse space over here to house cars and, you know, help people manage their collections. It's fantastic.
That is awesome. I mean, we're going to talk all about what you guys do real quick here, but how big was your old space?
Roughly, we had about 15,000 square feet all told. We've been expanding for a while.
Yeah, so you're more than double now. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's really great.
Well, you guys do all sorts of stuff. Not only can you store your car there in a climate-controlled, safe environment, but y'all do all sorts of what, concierge-type services?
We do. We do concierge services for remote drop-off and pick-up. And also, we check over things every week on the cars. We start them up. We see what's needed with the cars, and we work with other local shops in the area, and we do all the logistics so you can enjoy your car without any question, or you'll know what's up with it if in your absence.
So if I've got a Porsche 959, I've got one, I just keep it in the front yard, but if I've got a 959 and I want to park it over there at your guys' place and occasionally bring it out, I could just give you guys a call, a heads up, and you'd have it ready for me in an hour and ready to go, tire pressures up, everything oil checked and ready to go.
Absolutely. That's the whole idea behind the concept is you leave your car with us, and cars don't like to sit. So while you're gone, while you're doing your other stuff, we manage your car. We look at it every week. We start it. We make sure everything's okay. So when you come to pick it up, it's just ready to go. You just get in and drive.
Randy, I got a question for you. I mean, obviously, there's kind of two forms of collectors in my mind anyway. There's guys that have got special cars that mean something historically or have a price tag on it that can be sometimes even priceless. But have you seen a change since the Circuit of the Americas in performance cars that you look after in terms of guys wanting to store a performance car that they wouldn't want on the road, but they might take to the track? Has it changed in terms of your inventory? Because you've been around a while, you guys.
Absolutely. We've been around since 2014, And there's more and more exotic cars in Austin. And some of them are hidden in the woodwork that you wouldn't even know that existed. So there are investment cars out there. There are performance cars out there. But I think the average customer that we do have are your Porsche, your Corvette, whether it's classic or it's current. It's all over the map. And another thing, at least 35, maybe even 40% of our customers are women. So it's not just boy toys anymore that have their 959 in the front yard.
Hey, let me ask you this. Who drives their cars more, Porsche owners or Ferrari owners?
Porsche owners by far.
I figured.
Ridiculous question. I know that.
And I want to say something. So it's been great getting to know these guys. We're not sending them away anytime soon. But these are, you know, Jack and Randy are both authentic enthusiasts themselves and have had a cool history of performance cars and funky little things. Randy, tell them what you came into the holiday social in.
Oh, so I recently picked up a 2013 Morgan three-wheeler, and it is a hoot. It is the most ridiculous, impractical thing. There is no AC. There's no doors. It actually has zero visibility around you, even though it's all open.
So that's a motorcycle.
Made a couple laps around Coda, so got that going for it.
Well, it is kind of a motorcycle, Jonathan, because when you build a three-wheel car, you kind of adhere to the motorcycle rules, I think. Isn't that right?
You sort of.
In fact,
do.
It's got I think it's 105-inch S&S Harley twin style engine on the front.
2-liter S&S motor paired to a Miata NC5 speed transmission to a bevel box and a belt drive out the back to a massive 175 tire that your lawnmower tire is probably bigger than that.
Oh, that's
okay,
cool.
Okay, well, Jack also has stuff. Jack, what do you have interesting right now?
Oh, gosh. I guess the most interesting thing I have is a AutoZam AZ1, which is this little bitty micro car that they only... Randy's over here laughing. They only sold it in Japan. It's 660cc, so it's a little tiny engine, mid-engine turbo, gullwing doors, and it'll just about fit in the bed of a F-150 pickup. It's
I've crazy. Seen those. I know that I didn't know it by name, but when I Googled it just when you said it, I've seen those before. My son's kind of into some of the JDM stuff, and I know the car exactly.
Yeah, it's a hoot. It's so much fun to drive. It always gets attention. You know, people look at it, they're like, what am I looking at? It's too small for American roads. And then you open up the gullwing door and the crowd just goes wild. Yeah. It's crazy.
Anything with gullwing doors, or kit car or whatever it is, if it's got gullwing doors, people are going to get excited about it.
But that's what I want people to know about Jack and Randy and the entire team at Petrol Lounge, quality enthusiasts that have their own passion for taking care of really cool automotive vehicles.
Well,
that's why we got into this business.
Yeah. Well, guys, is there anything you guys do that we haven't talked about? I just want to make sure people know, and we'll give out your website and all that.
One thing we do have is we have this in-house detailer, Nathan Alhades with Texas Shine. And so he takes care of any of the detail work that we need done to keep everything in tip-top shape when it looks great in that sun that's outside.
And let me also say, Nathan, in my opinion, is the best in this town, and he has gone to Cavallino and won there with a couple of cars. So he really knows his stuff. Yeah. I mean, Cavallino is like Pebble Beach for Ferrari collectors. So he is amazing. Miracle worker.
That is very
cool. And I'll second that nomination of Nate. I take care of the Christmas or the family vacation truckster. Yeah. The pea green double wood
grain. The family thing. Truckster.
And, I had him come check it out and take care of it for the client. Always great work. Easy to work with, too.
Well, guys, thanks a lot. You can find them at petrollounge.com. Appreciate it, guys. Hey, and y'all spread the word. We're going to start doing this more and more on the Sunday night show, the local show, where we if there's something going on in the local gearhead community, we want to know about it and bring them on and talk about it.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having us on, man.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
All right. Good luck in the new space, guys.
Good luck in 2021,
right, guys. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
All right. Very cool story with those guys. That's fun. Jonathan,
that's a lot of footage. That's a lot of big wags.
One thing I'll say is we talked about all these really cool and funky things, but it doesn't have to be. And a lot of the customers that they cater to are the folks that are living downtown, where you're paying a few hundred dollars a month for that parking spot. And you might as well
get a concierge service to go with it, right?
Exactly. For not much difference, you can have that car cared for and ready and totally secure as well. You can't say that about those parking garages downtown. I think I've been in most of the parking garages down there, and I won't say they're all that secure. So, great
place, good.
Easy to find as well.
Well, Jonathan, I want to talk about Lewis Hamilton now. I want to talk about two things. One, his knighthood. I was trying to equate it to something equivalent in the United States, and I thought that's either being appointed a Kardashian or... But on a serious note, I think there actually is a sort of equivalent, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which hasn't been around for centuries like knighthood, but I think it's probably the closest thing.
You know what? That's absolutely an equivalent in today's day and age. It used to be back in the day of wars and going off to fight for the king and realm with a knighthood by the king. If you served the crown... in a good way, and were deemed to be a good fellow, and of course that the riches that went with that. So you could be a regular soldier or a regular general, and the king would see that you did great work or won a great battle, and would then knight you. And they take a sword and they go from shoulder to shoulder, and you become Sir Lewis or Sir whoever, Sir Galahad. Whoever you might be. But of course, being England and nothing changes, the tradition has continued. And in modern day, sportsmen, great businessmen, Olympic gold medalists, and now Lewis Hamilton, one of four, I think, Formula One stars over the history, Sir Stirling Moss, Sir Jack Brabham, and who else am I thinking? Sir Jackie Stewart, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So they've all been knighted, and there really is no real advantage about being a knight. There's no financial reward for it. But there's a few traditions, and one I read here that I thought I should let Lewis at least know, Sir Lewis. And by the way, you kind of bow when you meet a sir. So next time, Les, don't, take your hat off. Yeah, but it says when on a quest, he would remove his armor and arms only while sleeping. And I worry for Toto Wolff that could slow things down a little next season.
Yeah, they're going to have to redo the car to make that work out.
And the other one was if taken prisoner, he would give up his arms and horse to his opponent and not fight the opponent again without the opponent's consent. And he would only fight one-on-one against an opponent. So we could say that he's only really allowed to fight against Bottas now.
Yeah, there you go.
So this could be the chink in the armor that Red Bull have been looking for.
I like it, Mr. Green. all right, well, this is a good segue into something else you wanted to talk about, Jonathan. That is the transcendence of Lewis Hamilton as he, we've all seen his, we talked about, yesterday we were talking about this, we talked about going back in Lewis Hamilton's past. He's always had idols such as Martin Luther King and outside of motorsport, besides, Michael Schumacher and Ayrton Senna, but this is, he's really reached that plateau now that he really, really has an argument to say the greatest Formula One driver of all time.
Yeah, and I think that the word that we used while discussing this previously was he could transcend the sport. And what I mean by that is not many athletes transcend their sport. Tiger Woods, Michael Schumacher is one that did that. But to do something else with that notoriety, with that knighthood, he was also Sports Personality of the Year, as you can see there in that photo. But I think Lewis has a very serious objective now, which is to use his position. I think life has changed and now we're all a brand and he is very much aware of his brand and he's taken up the mantle of fighting for Black Lives Matter. And I think it's true and real. It's not, it's not just because. I think he really does believe in it. He had a lot of racist incidents growing up in a pretty white dominated sport. And so he's had a tough time on the way up. And I think he wants to give back. I think he believes in Black Lives Matter. I think he wants to give opportunities for both. He's got two prerogatives right now, both for diversity and for women in motorsport, which he started. And what I was going to say is I think that Lewis, in his later age, will do something that no other Formula One driver, including Michael Schumacher, ever did, which is to become effectively an icon for more than the sport, but to, you know, to be a celebrity, but much more than that, to give to charity, to give to prerogatives and ideas, similar to how Bill Gates is going about what he's doing now in his world. And while I'm not comparing him to Bill Gates, he does have the kind of money and the kind of following of a much younger generation to be quite a force to be reckoned with. So think more LeBron James, Tiger Woods type of figure, because I think that's where he's headed long after his career is over.
Yeah,
you're right. And there's been a little confusion. I still haven't seen an absolute answer from Lewis. Certainly he is bringing awareness of racism, as many are, and that's a good thing. There was some backlash I saw online regarding the Black Lives Matter as a movement versus the Black Lives Matter organization. And there seems to be some confusion, and there's no absolute answer. Is he directly involved with that organization or just as a movement against racism? And so still kind of leaving that out to be defined. And I thought that was a really important thing, because I know there's a very strong polarizing organization that some like what it sounds like and some don't like the way they behave. So just want to make
that clear. I think if I was to sum up Lewis, I haven't spoken to Lewis about it, but Sir Lewis about it, I'd doff my cap. I would have said he's about more than Black Lives Matter. He's about racism and fighting racism. Now all the soccer players in England kneel at the beginning of games, similar to how Kaepernick did. And whether you like it or you don't like it, it's now part of our world. And I think awareness and the ability for sportsmen, which has changed in my lifetime. When I grew up, I was told that to leave sports and politics aside, they shouldn't mix. But, you know, ever since those famous Olympics with the Black Power salutes, we've seen more and more creep in. And now it's just a part of the fabric. You can like it or lump it. It's part of our modern day sports today.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I got a question for you, because I was not aware that anybody else around the world was also kneeling at the beginning of their game or their match. Is it done during their national anthem or anything of that nature? And do they get the same backlash?
No. Interestingly enough, in the Premier League, which is, of course, probably the most well-known here in America of British sports, the Premier League soccer, before the start of each and every... And by the way, soccer's had a lot of racism and still does. And what I'm talking about is Black players playing in Europe, being taunted by the fans... with racist chants, being literally spat at and ridiculed or mocked on social media. And it's a serious issue. It's a dangerous issue. Likewise, wow. LGBT2 have also been, picked out. So at the beginning of every soccer match this season, the whistle blows, and instead of kickoff, they all kneel. All 22 players and the coaches kneel. Now, they don't have to, but they do. And they've taken it on as a unit to make people aware that racism, and that's what this is about. It isn't Black Lives Matter or anything like that. It's racism is not acceptable in the sport of soccer.
It's interesting.
And a lot of other sports do it too.
It's funny, who's the quarterback? Gosh, Drew Brees. You know, he's from Austin. You saw earlier this year, kind of came out against it, and then his players, got him together and said, "Look, here's what this is about." And I was kind of on that same page as Brees until I, started looking at how you should look at this. And it is a dilution of my sport. I turn on my television. I want to watch sports. But it, like you said, Jonathan, it's not going away. Had somebody tweet at us, by the way. He said,
yeah, any form of revolution is messy.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I'm right there with you, John, because I've said the same thing about my musicians that I go see their shows at, things like that. I don't want to hear your politics. Well, yeah. This should not be political. This is civil. This is civil rights. It's not just your party versus our party or whatever political thing. This should not be a political issue.
Well, we got to go to break.
And I think in the case of soccer, it's an issue that affects the sport.
Yeah, it does affect the sport. That's for sure. So, hey, we got to go to break, but I want to read this tweet real fast, Jonathan. Somebody tweeted us. He said, America may not have knighthoods, thankfully. He said, but in Kentucky, we can make you a colonel or a Duke of Hazzard if you prefer. So that's from that's from Adam in Kentucky. He's tweeting us.
You get to meet Daisy if you become a Duke of Hazzard.
There you go. I'll sign
up for that.
I've
always wanted to meet Daisy.
We all did. All right, we'll be back after a quick break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
At Circle Brewing, the belief is less is more when it comes to brewing a better beer. You won't find any chemicals or additives, only water, malt, hops, and yeast, and absolutely nothing else. Just simple ingredients and outstanding taste. It's German purity with Texas ingenuity. Find the brews on tap all over town, in your favorite store, or drop by the tap room at 2340 West Breaker Lane, open Thursday and Friday nights and weekends. Log on to CircleBrewing.com. Circle Brewing Company. Born, bred, and brewed in Texas.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride. Or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Hey, this is Kurt Busch. You're listening to Speed City Radio.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
What a brilliant producer having Kurt Busch bring us back, because We haven't gotten a call to, because we're going to give away some NASCAR tickets, the inaugural NASCAR race at COTA. Don't forget, what is that? It's in May. But give us a call.
Anybody else is giving them away. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, we should give them a question.
I'm going to give it to anybody who calls. 512-643-5483.
Well, I'm going to ask him a question as well, which is, who was the first NASCAR driver to drive the Circuit of the Americas?
I like that question. And there's a hint in this show already.
Yeah!
Brilliant! Les, I was going to tell you, this, we always used to say, when the weather was cold, what is it? It's 52 outside. It was God's intercooler.
That's right.
In the turbo caddy tonight on the way to the show, I actually broke loose at about 70 miles an hour when I saw 20 PSI hit the on the meter. And did just a little bit of what did Colin Edwards call it? Sphincter tightening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you remember when we had the mayor of Austin on the show, and we were in that Ligenfelter, and I complained about the tires breaking loose at 70. And remember what he said?
No, I don't. What did he say?
Keep low bed asphalt.
That Lingenfelter Corvette, it wasn't a 01, but it was a Lingenfelter C5. That thing made 850 to the tires.
It was a good job you were on I-130 because you were doing the speed limit, right?
Yeah. I was. Of course. Yes, I was. That's where I was.
Took the long way. You know, he probably went out by the Tesla factory to see how it's coming along.
Oh, nice segue.
Nice segue, Mr. Kaiser. We're going to talk about some local stuff, but it's really international, if you might say, because here in Austin, you know, we're numb to all the top 10 lists and best city for that, this best city for that. But it's hard to argue when people like Elon Musk and Apple and Amazon and just, you know, company after company are bringing their headquarters here. Well, Elon Musk has, not only is he bringing his company, but apparently he's moving here. And they are full speed ahead on the factory out there, out near COTA. It's really close to COTA, actually. It's about 5 miles from COTA. And on the 85 mile an hour speed limit right out there, not long. But they are full speed ahead with all sorts of projects here in Austin. They've got this factory that's going on. And there's also, if you go to one of Elon Musk's companies, it's called The Boring Company. And it is very exciting what they do. You know, that's the one, you've probably seen this, where they dig these tunnels and he's talking about getting rid of traffic by putting tunnels underneath cities. And I don't know, all I know about The Boring Company in Austin is that they're hiring. And on their hiring page, they say Austin, the location is Austin, Texas. So all
these
rumors.
That's a job I could dig.
Nicely played. So
well, actually, he just, I guess it was not long after the Tesla truck came out, the Cybertruck, that Elon let Jay Leno drive the truck, and then they pulled into the tunnel there in LA. They've got a segment, it's not real long, but it's kind of a proof of concept. And they let Jay, and he gives a great explanation. So check out Jay Leno's garage spot on that.
If you could replace the 405, then maybe next it'll be Mopac.
Yeah. Yeah, Mopac's been nice during the pandemic, about the only thing.
There's a lot of discussion about the capability because it does not necessarily disrupt the surface of the land to run this under it, beneath it.
You know, it sounds crazy, right? I mean, it sounds crazy like how, but I am not, everything that Elon Musk does, if he'd have said to you 10 years ago, I'm going to completely disrupt the automotive industry and become the largest by market cap company in the world, you just said he was crazy. But and you know, he's going to Mars and I'll
tell you what, you know, I'll use my Britness here, but growing up in England, they said, oh, you'll never put a tunnel underneath the channel.
Exactly.
takes 20 minutes now to go from England to France.
There you go. Miles.
Did that last year, and that was exactly
amazing.
All right, hey guys, looks like we have a couple of callers on the line. I am going to start with one who's been holding the longest, and that would be Corey. Corey from here in Austin. Hey, Corey, welcome to Speed City.
Hey. Good evening, gentlemen. How are y'all?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, are you calling about the NASCAR tickets?
I was calling about the NASCAR tickets.
Well, Jonathan's going to ask you a question. It's not going to be a requirement to win the tickets because I already said it, but go ahead, Jonathan.
We were there the first time a wheel of a NASCAR was turned at Circuit of the Americas. Do you know which NASCAR driver drove his car at COTA?
I believe that was Kurt Busch.
Very good.
Very nice.
I was going to say Tony Stewart, but that was more recently. Kurt Busch was the
original. That was last year. Exactly. That was the trick question. But yeah, Kurt did it when the V8 guys came. And we had two V8 guys who drove the NASCAR, and then he drove their car. And it was a great fun day out, actually.
Yeah, it was James Corbin.
That's right.
Yeah, I was at the race.
Oh, awesome. Well, you were at the V8 supercars, huh?
I was, yeah.
Man,
so what do you think of NASCAR coming?
I think it's really exciting. I think it's a great opportunity not only for COTA and the Austin area, but for NASCAR as well. I think, you know, them running the full 3.4-mile track, you know, with putting some of those turtles in to make the guys really drive the track and not cut the corners, I think that's going to be a great race. And overall, good for Austin and good exposure for the sport as a whole.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
couldn't agree
Charlotte,
more.
Charlotte the Roval proved that how exciting it can be.
Yes, agreed. Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Yeah, and Corey, good for Circuit of the Americas, too. I mean, you know, It took us a while here in Austin to get the fans, the city, to even understand Formula One. And I think we've gotten pretty far down that road, but there's no explaining NASCAR. Everybody gets it. And I'm really intrigued to see what the crowds are going to be like and how that's going to play out. But we got some other callers. Corey, thanks for calling, but hold on, because we're going to get your info and get you some tickets. And we have our next caller. We got Adam from... Yeah, thanks, Corey. We got Adam from Kentucky. Hey, Adam, welcome to Speed City. Or should I say welcome back? Is this the same Adam who's called before?
Yes, this is the same Adam with the bone to pick with Nikita Mazepin.
Oh, that's right. Oh, well, good, good. Hey, Adam,
that's my shtick now.
By the way, Adam, we just got – Les told me when we were about to get on the air, he told me we got our hats in, so we're going to send you your hat this week.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, so we got those coming. Well, what are you calling about tonight?
Well, I guess it sounds like I missed it. Congrats to Corey. I was calling about the NASCAR tickets, but, congrats to your other caller. And he's local, so it might be easier for him to get there.
Yeah,
I've been to two races at COTA, the two F1 races, and my wife and I have it on it was on our 2020 bucket list to go see a race together, and COVID kind of messed that up. So we're going to see what we can go see this year.
Awesome. Well, we've got MotoGP, NASCAR, and Formula One as we speak of the big boys, plus plenty more. Well, what's your favorite thing to do as a Kentuckian to come to Austin when you come to the F1 race?
Well, so now I live in Louisville, Kentucky, which is actually, we jokingly say, is our Austin. It's kind of, we stole your old slogan, keep Louisville weird. So a couple years ago, I actually went to Austin by myself on about 2 days' notice. I rented a minivan and I slept at the airport because the hotels were booked
wow.
for 2 hours around. But one of the cool things I got to do, I love the, I guess you guys call it SoCo, South of Congress strip. All of that stuff around race time is great. The city was really leaned into the Formula One race, and it was cool to see. I saw one of the McLaren demo cars and like in a hotel lobby. And so just exploring that area. And then I also stopped by one of the motorcycle dealerships that advertises on your old radio station and test rode an electric motorcycle, which was a hoot.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we are going to talk about the Mazepin thing. What do you think about the way Haas F1 handled the way they handled it, by the way, and I'm just going to paraphrase, was they came out and said, it's been handled internally. We will no longer comment on that.
Well, I would say, and thankfully for you all, I'm not as fond of profanity as Gunter Steiner is, but it nearly drove me to profanity. I mean, it's just the most baked over boilerplate PR statement you could put out. And you have to I don't know. I mean, they could have done better than that. They could have said something to the effect of, more than it was handled internally, but we're aware of, how this looks. We're hoping to give a young driver the opportunity to develop and grow in an environment where we feel like we can make a positive impact. But they just, they did. I mean, you very easily could have. I mean, that's not even what I do for a living. And I think in the last 30 seconds, I was able to come up with a better statement than we handled it internally. So I'm disappointed. I'm hoping that Schumacher just whips him up and down the calendar. And it's a non-issue. Either he gets sacked midway through the season. I was reading on social media, my biggest hope is I hope Max Verstappen punches him in the mouth, because of anybody on the grid, I think Max is probably most likely to do it.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So
I'm right there with you. I was willing to donate a throat punch to him myself, having three daughters. I was very disappointed that Haas didn't come out and say, we adamantly oppose this type of behavior, blah, blah, blah.
They did say that statement.
But they did say they don't.
Abhorrent was the word.
That's the way I felt.
Yeah, and I'll say one thing, as having been an F1 journalist, you know, at every round, had this happened at a actual Formula One race, and let's move it forward to next March, and Mazepin is on the grid, and on the Thursday night before the race, this incident happened, and it doesn't matter how it happens, and of course, there's more to the story. The girl involved posted the thing, said it was a joke. Don't know how much I believe in that, but you know, there's more to the story. But my bottom line is, if the press in the paddock had got hold of that story during a race weekend, there would have been hell to pay, and Haas could not have covered it up.
Yeah. Yeah, that you're right. That would be a whole different thing. Well, Adam, thanks a lot, buddy. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you calling. And stay tuned. We're going to try to give away tickets quite often this year, and I'm certain it. And we'll get that hat out to you this week.
Oh, sure thing. And just to leave on a happy note, McLaren on January 1st dropped a picture of Daniel Ricciardo in his McLaren polo. My wife is a huge Daniel Ricciardo fan. That honestly made her 2021. I think it was the best thing that could have happened on January 1st.
That's so awesome.
Really thrilled for our guy, Daniel, who I think, as a McLaren family, McLaren fans, we're happy for Daniel and Lando. And I'm going to see if I can't make Daniel a colonel. I think he might have to physically come to Kentucky to pick it up, but I feel like I can pull this off.
I bet you could make that happen. Talk to the governor about that. Adam, thanks a lot, buddy. We appreciate you calling.
Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year, Adam.
All right, we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we have one more special phone call that we will we'll bring on. So you're listening to Speed City, and we'll be back after a quick break.
Winding Road Racing is your first and best choice for all the essentials for a great weekend at the track. We're racers, and we love helping racers. With a full selection of racing gear in stock, get geared up with all the safety equipment needed to meet all the latest Snell FIA and SFI regulations. Outfit your car with a comprehensive lineup of racing necessities, and when you need to find a few more tents, turn to data acquisition systems from AIM Sports, V-Box, and others. Austin-based with shops in California, Georgia, and Kentucky, the source for all your racing needs. Winding Road Racing, windingroadracing.com.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Talk 13.7, the right choice.
Hi, this is Gene Haas, and this is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
All right, here we go. We have another caller on the line. We have Mr. Green from Wimberley, Texas. Mr. Green,
do we have to stand as he enters?
Mr. Green, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen. Good evening. You're doing a great show. Thank you. I just thought you might do an item on Lewis Hamilton before the end of the show, which was a roundup.
A roundup, you said?
Well, it's something that you might be amused at. Your listeners might be amused at. Can I go ahead?
Absolutely, sir.
Well, let me just say this. If you do the same thing over and over again until it becomes a reflex, beware of the consequences, because it can lead to an embarrassing bout of absent-mindedness. Consider the case of the race driver Lewis Hamilton. When he was just 10 years old, he told the founder of McLaren Automotive, the manufacturer of high-performance vehicles, that he wanted to race for the company when he grew up. 4 years later, at 16, he joined McLaren's program for young drivers. And in 2007, he made his Formula One debut driving a McLaren. In 2008, he became world champion for McLaren. And so, in 2013, during the Grand Prix race in Malaysia, Hamilton pulled into the McLaren pit for a routine change of tires. There was just one problem. He was now driving for Mercedes.
That's good. Oh,
that's great.
I forgot Mr. about Green. That. That's fantastic.
Mr. Green, I've got a really important question for you tonight. So, audience, if you haven't checked on, this is the Master Green, Jonathan's father. Mr. Green, was he on the naughty or the nice list last year?
What's the question? Sorry.
Was your son on the naughty or the nice list last year?
Always the naughty. Always the naughty.
I love you, brother.
Always the naughty, but he's a great chef.
He is a good chef. Hey, Pop, what do you think of the knighthood? Do you think it's a good thing?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's a great thing for this, for him, and everything else.
Well, Mr. Green, what peerages do you have similar to knighthood?
Oh, I don't have any of those. I'm a freeman of the City of London. I'm an honorary Texan. I love my wife, and that's about it.
What does the freedom of the city allow you to do, sir?
Walk over Tower Bridge and urinate.
Oh. And I believe you can drive your sheep across the bridge as well, right?
Sorry?
You can drive your sheep across the bridge.
Yes, I can also drive sheep. That's correct.
That's nice.
Well, Mr. Green, thank you very much for calling in tonight. We appreciate it.
Our respects to yourself and Lady Norma.
Yes. Tell the Queen we said hello.
Thank you very much indeed. You're doing a great job, you guys. Keep going.
Oh, that's so great that your dad called in. We've been trying to get him to call in for 10 years almost, and he finally did it.
Hey, you know, I tell you what, he's excited. His team, Burnley Football Club, have just been bought by an American investor. So Formula One's getting investors, and even historic teams like Burnley are getting investors from America.
Oh, no! Oh, mayhem!
Mayhem ensues.
It could well be.
Hey, Jonathan, I've never seen you put so many stories in our show, Doc. You had 22 stories. We only got 3 minutes left. Les, you had a couple in there, too. I mean, anybody feel strongly about one they want to talk about?
Hey, Harris Hill is a track that we've known for a long time, and they've had a lot of upgrades over the past year and a half. And one of the things that's really special is they now host three sports car racing series, Miata, the Mustang 4, and the 914, each have their own series in it. And even more important, you can, when you join that club, you can be on that track 6 days a week now. That's huge in private sports car clubs and track clubs.
Oh, that's cool. That's Harris Hill, right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that one's Harris.
I want to talk about, and I'll save it for next week because it needs some talking about, which is Haas. Forget the bad news about Mazepin, and I think it will die down, and let's hope we all move on from it. Let's face it, he's a kid. He made a mistake. Move on. And whether you agree with what happened, is immaterial at this point. Haas have now built their own headquarters right by Maranello, and Jock Clear, who has been the driver, coach, and engineer for Charles Leclerc for the last 2 years, will now be looking after Mick Schumacher at Haas. And
wow.
He will also be looking at the junior program. So that's a big, big piece of news.
That is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very big. We have about 2 minutes straight up, Jonathan. What about the one third ownership of Mercedes F1? I mean, I know that's a big story too, but I know you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I do, because I think it's something we need to delve into with a bit more sort of gusto, because it kind of passed us by because it happened right at the end of the season and everybody was talking about Lewis's next contract. And I believe that Lewis's next contract had a part to play in what has happened. And what has happened is that now Mercedes is split a third, a third, a third between Mercedes AMG and Ineos, their sponsor. They have now become part of the team. And that is huge, because unlike the investors into Williams or even Stroll at Racing Point, this is a chemical company basically buying into a Formula One team as a partner. And that's not stickers on the side of the car. That is genuine investment. And it basically starts the shaping of a new model for business in Formula One, one of which I think we'll hear more of. And I think that's something we'll
Jonathan, I wanted you to talk about that because we're going to talk next week a lot more about the business of motorsports. We're going to really dive in deep about that. And that's one of those things about how the like Formula One and a lot of the motorsports are just changing, particularly Formula One. But that's a great segue into next week's show because we are going to talk a lot about that. But, hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Fun show tonight. We appreciate it. And we will talk to you next Sunday night.
Happy trail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.